what we've seen from Boston.
Yeah, trouble with the four seam command. Been some bad counts. Curveball too. Didn't really have the feel for the curveball. He usually has a lot of spikes in the dirt. Non-competitive. But one thing, the cutter was, it was the best we've seen it. And you can tell that they were starting to make the adjustment to it and kind of sitting on it, because that was the only pitch you can kind of get in the strike zone competitively. He had some success early with it, and it looked like they were just sitting on it.
Where are you seeing from the non-zones?
He's prepared. I would say, Pete, it's, I wouldn't say thinking too much is the right word, right frame to put it in, but I think with any hitter, when they're in a good spot, they're kind of just see ball, hit ball, you know, and just being an athlete in there. It looks like he's trying to handle too much as far as the prep and his approach, which is not always a bad thing, but also it's like he's kind of searching a little bit on that end. It's not his swing. It's just more of like the pitches to hit and what he's taking and then what he's swinging at.
In the road series, he was hitting the ball hard. You know, today he gets the walk and his last ABR. Are there encouraging signs that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's always encouraging signs. That's why he's a professional hitter. Like, track record speaks for itself. It's just those like little at bats where, like the 3-0, his first at bat, and yeah. Got to hand it to Roop though. He was really good tonight. You know, it has that funky 3/4 arm slot. I mean, he had his sinker moving. I mean, he was doing like 18 inches. Same thing with his curveball and the changeup. He's doing a really good job with the crisscross game. And he painted a lot of good pitches on our guys, and kind of like, and that's where like Pete just, sometimes those pitches you kind of give up on too early, and that's kind of what we saw.
Gunnar, on the other side, I mean, Adley, two doubles and a single today, and obviously he's had a great start. What do you see from his at bats that have made him so competitive in the batter's box this year?
He's just never off balance right now. It's his takes are great. He's seen the ball well. And he's moving well in the box. What I mean by that is his turns are so efficient. They're tight, no wasted movement. And that's why he's being able to, first at bat, double down the left field line, and then try to go four-seam or cutter in, and he turns on it. He's just in a really good spot in the box.
Gunnar has more home runs than the rest of the lineup combined. What do you think is the best explanation for the lack of power for the overall group so far?
Yeah, power's going to come. You know, we're 13 games in. Gunner is Gunner, you know, but the other guys, it's the power is going to come. So that, to me, it's, I wouldn't say a lack of power production, like we're hitting doubles, but the ball going over an existing barrier, yeah, it's not there yet, but that's something that's going to come.